Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. Good friend John Holden is here, the Economic Development and Tourism Director in Stafford. John, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Ted. Good to see you again.
You were just here a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about an event that you ended up having last week that's sort of looked at technology and
entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship, that was the word I was looking for. How'd that go?
Yeah, we had a really exciting event, in air quotes. It was a virtual town hall, and at the end of the day, it is all about business and innovation, and we're going to talk about that a little more today. But it went very well. We had over 200 participants in a call of people from King George to Stafford talking about entrepreneurship and technology. Our friends from the group Riot, who are helping us launch this program. We had a number of breakout sessions. That was kind of cool, being new to the whole Zoom world. Everyone went to their room automatically and then came back. We got into a little bit of detail. We're going to have a summary of that. And really, it helps sets the stage for a number of programming and events we hope to do over the next, long time, but certainly 12 to 13 months.
Yeah, this was the first. It was an interesting show that we did, because we haven't had something like that. And you opened it up to anyone that wanted to get involved, and it was what called Shaping the Future.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't want to prescribe what we think business needs and the community needs, so we need to listen. And that's what that was all about. We had certain subject areas, of course, around what we think are important business sectors, cybersecurity, etc., and our smart city technology. But at the end of the day, we needed to listen to hear what was going on so that we could design the kind of programming that would help entrepreneurs, existing businesses, or people with new ideas launch a new business or a new venture.
Well, and the whole smart city and the downtown Stafford, that's exciting. You and I have done a number of programs on that, and look forward to more in the future, because, boy, that's something that's is not only going to change around here. This is the kind of topic nationally that's really at the forefront.
We are really on cutting edge.
Yeah,
the state of Virginia was just acknowledged as the number one state for technology and cyber development from Business Magazine, and we're right in the middle of that, and we're right in the crossroads of that technology where we're located, and we have a number of existing businesses that do that kind of thing. And we want to do more. And part of it is getting that entrepreneur spirit, that innovation, creativity started, so that we're very focused on government contracting and cyber development, cybersecurity. We dabble less in the smart city technology, the gadgets and the software to do efficient public, utilities.
Yeah.
But it's really the same stuff. It's all about gathering that data securely. And privacy, and then putting it to work. And so I think we have a really opportunity to jump into that sector.
It is the kind of thing right now. I think a lot of us you're interested in it, but at the same time, like you're sometimes with the security end of it, you're a little bit hesitant, and you're helping just explain what's going
on
and how safe it is.
The state of Virginia last year created the first ever data office with a data officer. Cabinet level, and we are very engaged with that office to assure that we have data security and data governance rules that are in place, and frankly, as a model for other communities around Virginia. So that's number one, is data privacy and data security.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we have to venture down this path, because it is where the economy is moving.
John Holden here, the Economic Development and Tourism Director in Stafford County. The focus of you being here this morning is the CARES Act, And I guess with Stafford's getting ready to roll out and I guess as I have seen, I think every locality now is kind of where Stafford
is. Every jurisdiction in the Commonwealth got some CARES Act funding from the federal government. It was allocated by population. Stafford is no different. We had a grant program initially when the virus broke out in March. That was actually funded by our Economic Development Authority. Then along came the CARES Act and provided additional funds. So a number of jurisdictions have released theirs in very innovative programs. We're about to do the same, and quite frankly, we put a little time to put three programs together. There'll be information available tomorrow, literally, on our website, and give people time to collect the materials we need so that you can document what we need so we can provide those grant programs. But over the course of the next 30 or 40 minutes, I'll explain more about those programs.
And we're going to get into that this morning. And it is important, I guess, for businesses to pay attention. And there are some deadlines that we'll talk about. But this is, so many businesses struggling, this, John, really is a chance for the county to offer some help.
Absolutely. And, again, this was allocated funds ultimately from the federal government to the Commonwealth to the county. The Board of Supervisors recognized the need to support and help businesses, which in turn help people. And so of the roughly $26 million that have been the first $13 million that was allocated to Stafford, just under $2 million have been allocated to these business grants that we're going to talk about today. Really designed to be, when we did the first ones, it was based on a payroll payment.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to make it a little simpler, a little easier, so we're basing it more on mortgage or lease payments, but we'll get into those details a little bit. And we're giving people a week to kind of digest what the programs are, so what materials they have to gather before they submit their applications. Last time we just ran it all out at once. We got a lot of questions, and it was a little bit of back and forth with applicants. Again, it's limited funds, but we want to get as much money into the business community as we can to support their efforts to also use technology in this changing world. You've been to some restaurants lately where the technology has been ramped up. That's the kind of thing we want to encourage as well in the midst of this virus and any future virus.
John Holden here, the Economic Development and Tourism Director in Stafford. When we come back, we'll start jumping into this and talk about these various grant programs and the deadlines and the applications and all of that. When we come back, we'll continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
John Holden here this morning, the Economic Development and Tourism Director in Stafford. We're talking about CARES Act funding and the three business grants for Stafford. So this kind of gets all unveiled in the next day or so.
Yes. Starting tomorrow, there'll be information on gostaffordva.com. That's our website. Right at the top, there's a big banner.
Okay.
Each of the programs will be described there, and the criteria and what we need for documentation to fill them out. But again, that's starting tomorrow, and then we're giving companies a week to look through all that before we actually it's more like 10 days before we actually open up the applications. Last time, as you can imagine, there's a lot of businesses and people suffering, so it goes fast. So we wanted everyone to have the documentation in advance, give everyone the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
When the applications open, I think that's on August 17th, they'll actually open, but people will have time to digest what they need, because there's some documentation they just have to pull together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give everybody a chance to do that, whether they're keep all that on file or not, or have to go dig it up somewhere. It's not that much. And then it'll open, and we expect, it'll go fast. So just over $2 million we're under $2 million was allocated to these three grant programs. And we've designed them to hit different markets. One of the biggest markets that was hit the hardest, of course, was the lodging industry.
Yeah.
And, again, we learned a little bit from our last program, so we've tried to adjust to what we learned. So we have a program called Stay in Stafford, stay being lodging. Sleep in Stafford. So I came up with these names and now they're confusing me. Sleep in Stafford is for hotels. It's exclusively for hotels. There's $600,000 in that grant program. It's based on number of rooms a lodging establishment may have.
Okay.
And quite frankly, we looked at the numbers and we think there's enough there to support most lodging establishments in the county. Again, that's Sleep in Stafford. That's going to be a $600,000 grant program for lodging establishments in Stafford. Again, the allocation of how much grant funds will be based on number of rooms that the establishment has. And it's essentially it's a program. It's as the other one, one of the other ones is to pay up to a certain amount of lease and or mortgage payments. So it's much easier to document that. You have a lease, you put it in, it's done, right? Payroll changes over a pay period, right?
Yeah.
So we figured that was an easier way to do it. And it's one of the immediate impacts of course, this whole situation is people still have to pay their mortgage or their lease. Obviously, the bank has financers and they have to be paid. So it's all part of the connected system we have. But again, that's a program specific for hotels called Sleep in Stafford. That and the other programs will be announced tomorrow morning on GoStaffordVA.com. So the other programs, one is generally open to all businesses. That's called Stay in Stafford. In other words, we want your business to stay in Stafford. Hotels are excluded from that program because they have a specific program. But other than that, any business, locally owned business, is available for that program. That program has $750,000. Again, it's based on the company's lease or mortgage payments. Businesses will be eligible up to $10,000 for 3 months of lease or mortgage payments up to that amount. So, again, we're giving people time to put all the documentation together next week. The programs in more detail will be announced on the website tomorrow, but that's available to any business in Stafford. There are some limitations in terms of it should be a technically small business as defined by the SBA, which captures most businesses. So we have Sleep in Stafford for hotels exclusively. We have Stay in Stafford, which is available for any businesses. And we also have another grant program we're launching called Safe in Stafford. That's designed as a reimbursement of new technology or personal protective PPE or stuff that restaurants or establishments, particularly customer-facing establishments, had to put up to adjust to the coronavirus. So that's based on actual expenditures or planned expenditures of receipts. And again, that's a program available to most businesses in Stafford. That's going to be a $500,000 program. So all in all, I think it's $1.8 million of business grants in these three programs going out in the next few weeks. And again, we're giving people a chance to look at the criteria, do some Q&A next week so they can gather their information and submit. There may be an opportunity to refund one or two of these programs. There is more CARES Act funding available to the county, but it's an allocation and resource issue that the board has to consider. We'll see how fast this goes, but there's a possibility we may be able to refund one of these programs after this next round, if you will.
Well, and boy, John, it seems like the safe, the stay, and the sleep in Stafford. There's a $600,000 for the Sleep in Stafford grant, $750,000 for stay, and $500,000 for safe. You're going to be able to really reach out and be able to help a lot of businesses here. This isn't just a few businesses.
You know, we were lucky enough to allocate $450,000 of our own resources in March, essentially. This is, you know, more than double that, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, it is important to do that and spread it around. There will be, for example, we want to give it to businesses that maybe didn't get one last time. That's not going to exclude people that got it last time. But if someone didn't get one last time, we'd like to give them preference. So there's some of those what I call gory details to be worked through. But again, information will be available tomorrow. It's so important that we provide, you know, obviously from the federal government to state to county, that this has been a national emergency and a national priority to support business, and we're glad to do our part. We had a chance to talk to some of the federal people a couple months ago now about how best to do this kind of thing in the PPP program. We said at the end of the day, get it to the locals, because the locals know the business community is better than anyone. So we will do, as I said, we're giving a week of time to for people to hear about it. We've done some, obviously, this show. We've done some other advertising. We're going to do some outreach as well, because we really want the businesses to, you know, again, there's limited funds, so some may not get it because of when they get their application in. But we're looking forward to doing as much as we can to support the business community.
Well, the Safe and Stafford grant up to $5,000. The stay is up to $10,000, and up to $30,000. For the Sleep in Stafford grant. So these are this is something to pay attention to, and like you say, get all your stuff together and be ready to go on the 17th when the grant opens.
Right. I mean, the basic materials we need are evidence that you're paying a mortgage or you're paying a lease for two of the programs, and the other evidence is that you've spent funds on equipment or technology to respond to the virus. That's we need evidence, right?
Yeah.
Right. And the other eligibility requirement is just a documentation that you've had a significant loss in business, and we're basing that on a three-month period in 2019 versus the same three-month period of the virus in 2020. So that's just a matter of showing your profit and loss over those three periods and showing a 25% reduction, which I think most people have had, unfortunately.
Boy, and the first round of these CARES Act grants for everyone that applied and got, I mean, they've been lifesavers, and this will be too.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's tough times. I think, you know, again, I'm an optimist at heart, but I believe there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I think I was hoping the tunnel was a little shorter to carry on that silly example. But, I still see the end of it, but we got to get there. You know, talking about entrepreneurship and business, I mean, it's about adjusting and reacting to change, whether it be positive or negative. And, you know, there's some entrepreneurs that have actually created new business ventures or new products based on this situation. Not everyone can do that, but it's a great opportunity to rethink how you do your business, adjust to this, and perhaps become more nimble, particularly with the one program we're encouraging to look at technology in ways you can respond to this virus or a future virus.
Yeah. Wayne, you, somebody who's on the front line in talking to businesses, I've seen and talked to people, like you say, that have been able to be nimble and make some of those changes, and they're doing quite well. And like you said, everybody can't, but a lot of people I've seen a couple of businesses who are doing things way out of the box now and are doing and have taken off.
Absolutely. And you have to survive.
I mean, yeah.
It's back to, you know, man and beast living in the jungle, right? You have to change to adapt, right? It's the same thing in an economic world. And I would suggest even in terms of marketing, right? You know, we did, we'll ramp up again. We're doing, you know, our program where we encourage people to eat at local restaurants. People can go to that site and put their restaurant in there in terms of pick up or eat out. You know, just those opportunities, you got to find them and plug into them, right? Again, it's easy for me to say here and encourage that, but it's people that are living it that I give all the credit in the world to.
Yeah, no, and a lot are doing it, and this is something to pay attention to, and to really get involved with it. Again, the official announcement will be Friday at 9 a.m. on the GoStaffordVA.com website. Then the grant will open on the 17th. It'll close the 26th. And, boy, it's got to be tough when you have to start going through all the applications.
Well, believe me, we're doing other work. There's a lot of investment in academic development activity in Stafford. And so you throw a program like this in, and it's important. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, it is. It's a challenge. We're going completely online this time. Last time it was a combination of online and printed PDFs and that kind of thing. Trying to make it as efficient as possible. We've brought in, under the CARES Act funding, additional contractor to help us market and administer the program. As well as other things we're doing, right, including their, you know, our whole entrepreneur program, which is interesting enough because that program with the group Riot has responded as well, and they're offering, which is available to anyone, advice and programs on how to respond to COVID in your environment, how to become more nimble with technology. So lots of opportunities to, again, that's our job, is to help existing businesses respond to these things and hopefully continue to stay in business and perhaps even grow.
John Holden here, the Economic Development and Tourism Director in Stafford. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about this. And also, speaking of nimble and just how you have how you've just described it just a second ago, but we'll pick up and talk a little bit more about that, just how your office has had to change with the times. And we will do that when we come back. Again, it is GoStaffordVA.com. This all goes on the website live Friday, 9 a.m. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's just about 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
John Holden is here this morning, the Economic Development and Tourism Director in Stafford County. Boy, John, and you and I, you know, we did just a few weeks ago when we talked the shaping the future and the entrepreneurship and the technology. We talked about that, and Stafford is still doing it, but it is obvious talking to you that, like everyone else, everything has changed, and this now has become part of, you know, dealing with the virus and dealing with that, and especially that, I mean, how you communicate with prospects and current businesses, exactly. All changes.
I mean, part of our business in economic development, we are the sales and marketing and the customer service arm of Stafford County.
Yeah,
for business, you know, with all due respect to technology and everything else, at the end of the day, it takes a human connection to encourage trust. Trust leads to an investment, right? And that's been challenging, although I've got to say, we've been just as busy as ever with some projects we think coming down the pike. But it's been challenging just to even have the calls, because then, I mean, it's just, you know, it's the little glitches that just, quite frankly, drive me crazy when you can't have one meeting because you got to have it in the Zoom is all booked up or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand it all, but that's why I have good people to help me do it. But, you know, so it's been a challenge. And, you know, much of, obviously, tourism is hit hard just because people aren't traveling, but also the fact that you just got to get to that audience. So we have to adjust, and we are adjusting. And, you know, we've encouraged more we've shifted to more local spending or regional spending, encouraging people to, you know, perhaps eat out more or pick up, not eat out unless it's safely done in the restaurant, which they are doing. But you know, and that kind of thing. We've put programs in place to encourage restaurants to do that and citizens. We've shifted our marketing that way as well. And in terms of, you know, One major part of our work is to check in with businesses on how they're doing. It's called business retention and expansion.
Yeah.
Well, we know how, you know, it's challenging. So, But that's usually, you know, face-to-face, how you doing, talk, what can we do? It's just, we haven't been able to do that. We've been doing it by phone. We've specifically reached out to our lodging establishments and others. But yeah, it is a challenge. It is a challenge. And, you know, we've got rooms where we don't have as many people in them. You know, even the board is challenged with, and they've shifted great to go online, as all have. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a challenge for every business institution, and let alone the finances behind it, because, you know, just like businesses, we're on a very tight string right now, too, in terms of government and spending, because the revenue's
aren't there. Way down. So, yeah,
you know, that's the idea of these grants, to help people along. And you know, again, I'm an optimist. We'll get through this. We'll get through it together, and we'll support each other.
Well, I just think of just little small things. You and I had talked late last year, mm-hmm. and I had thought by now we were going to do a little series and a little video on just how, you know, the whole courting process works and how you deal. And mm-hmm. you know, I was going to come up to the office and everything. You know, those kind of things don't happen now, because right. there's just not the face to face kind of okay. things. And especially, you're such a people person, and your people are trained, like you say, to, you know, go to the businesses right. and, you know, kind right. of. You know, be familiar, and that all, everything, like Absolutely. You say, it's either Zoom or it's by phone now, which is a lot different.
It is a lot different, and it just takes a little more, for some of us, myself included, what do I want to say, focus, because I got to do this technology part of it, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, in the day, we work it out. We've had, again, that event that we talked about earlier was fantastic. We got a lot of people engaged. We have to keep that engagement now. Again, that's a little more challenging because it's more emails and, you know, it's just like stuff you have to keep up with, right?
Yeah.
But again, we're putting resources in place, people and finances and some grants, as we talked about, to do what we can to help the business community grow. And I just want to acknowledge again the timeline. The grants will be available for review tomorrow on gostaffordva.com. We're giving people 10 days to review the grant programs, pull the materials together for their application. Applications do not open tomorrow. Applications open on Monday, August 17th, and there's a window of which you can apply. So we're giving people I look at next week as a Q&A period, and our staff is prepared to handle emails. We'll probably post some of those to our website, you know, general questions. Mm-hmm. Again, we're looking forward to, you know, supporting the business community to the tune of whatever that math adds up to. It's about $1.8 million in three different grant programs. So I think it's important that we get out there and do that. In the meantime, we'll continue to do what we do if businesses are looking to expand or come to Stafford, we're here for them.
Is it important to get it in as early as you can?
Yes, because, you know, basically, yes. At the end of the day, there's only so much money in the
right.
pot. So if an application is complete and documented the necessary requirements, basically there's a timestamp. So at some point, you get down near the bottom and we're out of money, and it's what happens, right? We had that happen last time, and it could happen again. So, so that's why I wanted to give people a chance to pull the materials together. And when the applications open, we hope our website doesn't crash. So we're double testing that this week and next week as well. So we look forward to, and if it does, we'll figure it out from there.
Monday the 17th at 9 a.m., you ought to be ready to go and just, you know, just click that button and get it in. Because like you say, but by Wednesday the 26th, you would think that most of that money is going to, in many of these categories, are going to be gone.
That's probably a longer window than we need. I suspect by the end of that first 5 days, that's, I think, an eight-day period. I suspect by the end of those 5 days, 90% of those funds in every one of those programs may be called for. We'll then have to review all those. We'll review them as quick as we can and get award letters out. And the most important thing is get the cash out as soon as we can. But again, we have to document all this, as I'm sure everyone understands.
You're not asking, you've mentioned it a number of times, you're not asking to for just tons of information, but you do have to document a few things.
It's not really a competitive grant. I mean, we apply in government for competitive grants all the time.
Yeah.
It's competitive in the sense that there's only so much money and you have to be eligible. Yeah, it's not competitive in that sense. It's competitive in the sense that there's only so much money, and if you're eligible and you provide the documentation and you're in the first X number before the money runs out, you'll get a grant.
Well, and these grants, like we said, I mean, I think we all know people that are in businesses that were able to stay open and to be able to do things.
Yeah, we had some nice stories from the previous round. Appreciate that, the thank yous that we got. But again, this is as we've talked before, economic development is a team effort. You know, I'm here on the radio, but there's a team behind me, and there's policymakers that make these decisions. They've allocated these funds for that very important purpose.
Boy, we all have seen through this how everything is so tied together.
Absolutely. Again, it gets back to the way the economy works.
Yeah.
The technology has integrated almost every aspect of our lives, like it or not. You know, you can turn the phone off and go in the woods and go camping if you want.
Yep.
But for the most part, we are so connected, and technology is an integral part of everything we're doing now. And the data around that technology is what we're looking at as far as a key aspect, as we talked earlier about our economy.
Well, I'm thinking for a lot of businesses, when this goes live at 9 a.m. Friday, you know, if I'm a business owner and really need one of these, I'm looking at this and poring over, and even if I have questions on Friday, I'm getting them to you, and then getting everything together on the weekend, and then just waiting until the 17th.
Yeah, we have a week. You have a week.
Yeah, I've got a week. but I want to get all my stuff.
We anticipate a lot of questions, and you want to. Again, we're not asking for a lot of onerous materials, right? It's you know, just the basic things. They're based on lease or mortgage payments. So we believe everybody has that and probably knows where that document is. And that doesn't vary over a time period like the payroll did. So that was a way to make it a little bit easier. You know, it's not a competitive thing. You have to show that you're impacted, which I think most people can do that. We'll go through them and click the buttons or check the boxes and cross the T's and get the checks issued as soon as we can.
But you know, another thing, John, is we all complain about government, and the federal government has plenty to complain about. But boy, this shows you this is local government really watching out for you, and this is local government saying, and you're able through this grant to say to these businesses you work with, you know, hey, we do really care about you.
Absolutely.
They want you to, you know, go out there and get this.
Absolutely. I mean, it was when the first distribution of money to Stafford County and all the jurisdictions in the Commonwealth, but when we learned that we were going to get $13 million, the first thing the administration in Stafford County and the Board of Supervisors and our EDA said is, how much can we get to business? Now, the county needed some of that. We've had to adjust, too, with all the things you've seen if you've been at the county offices and that kind of thing, and adjusting to working at home. But out of that $13 million, there was at least $2 million for business assistance, of which these grant programs came out of. And I don't want to promise anything yet, but there could be more funds available through these programs if and when, likely when, they run out in the short term, say another month or so from now.
Yeah. No, you look at some of these, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about just all these numbers, and it's like, well, that's a lot of money. But when you start having a lot of these businesses starting to line up, it goes away pretty quick.
Absolutely. I mean, it's simple math, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's over 300 eating establishments in Stafford County. Divide that by a few hundred thousand dollars, and the numbers get smaller per business, right?
Yeah.
So, that's why we didn't want to make it competitive. It's competitive in the sense that the money will run out. So we're giving people time to ask questions and pull the materials together. Again, they can do that next week before the applications actually go live the following week.
On Monday the 17th at 9 a.m. One of the things as we talk here, John, that I think about is that the very first time you came in and we mm-hmm. Introduced you to the community. And you mm-hmm. talked about how you challenged your staff when you mm-hmm. came here to, think big mm-hmm. and to think about things. And never is that more important than right now.
Absolutely not. And I appreciate that, Ted. When we heard we were going to get some money and had more grants program, we had more than three ideas as these three grant programs.
Yeah.
We had half a dozen or so. But then you have to go back and read the federal rules and the federal guidance
sure.
and say, oh, we can't really do that. So that's kind of the fun part of our work. It's like, how do we make this work? All due respect to, lawyers. I follow the law, but if a way we can get more economic mm-hmm. activity, we're going to try to do that. And that's what came out of these three programs, essentially. We could have done the same thing we did last time, but it was clunky to us. We had some, comments. And again, we adjusted. We were concerned about larger companies, franchise-related, pushing out money to them where smaller local businesses again. So we've adjusted these programs to address that. That's not an issue this time. We have a specific program for hotels, which obviously are very franchise oriented.
Yeah.
So we said, let's just give a slug to them. So again, we learned, we adjusted, and it's part of the job, and that's what we're here for.
Well, You're such an optimistic and forward looking person, and these days really challenge you. Mm-hmm. But you haven't seemed to lost that edge yet.
Well, thank you. We'll keep doing that. My saying is, "What's next, Stafford?" Right? That's our hashtag.
Yeah.
So, we're going to continue to look at ways to innovate our economy, encourage new investment through our new entrepreneur development program, which again is very related to this world situation we're in.
Because right.
We're basically looking at ways, as I also say, entrepreneurship is not just startups. It's how you adjust, how you change. We probably will adjust that program even as we have just launched it, with the fact that
yeah.
we have to address it now in a different way.
Well, and it is. Everything is changing so fast, and we still are in the – it's not like it was in the early days where, like, every hour things were changing. But still, this all changes. And like you say, this may be the money, maybe the only money you get, but you may get more. So
right.
you got to be willing to look around for that.
Absolutely. Again, we encourage people to contact the office through all means possible. Obviously, GoStaffordVA is our website. That's another interesting thing about the pace of change today. As you know, and everyone knows, it's the pace of change has changed so much more rapidly than it did even 5, 10, certainly 20 years ago.
Sure.
So that's at both the policy level and the business level. So we try to keep on top of it. We try to keep our heads up. As I said, I absolutely – there's only one direction in this life, and that's forward. And that's where we're going to go.
Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. John Holden here, the Economic Development and Tourism Director. We will wrap this up by going through the three grants, the Safe in Stafford, Stay in Stafford, and Sleep in Stafford grants. Again, it goes live Friday on the website, GoStaffordVA.com website at 9, and we will talk about that and what you need to know before we get out of here this morning. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
John Holden here, the Economic and Development and Tourism Director in Stafford County. We were talking about the CARES Act funding. Monday the 17th at 9 a.m., the grant opens, and all kinds of information on these grants, John, and some serious money available here.
Absolutely, yeah. So there'll be information available tomorrow about the programs, but again, we're giving people about 10 days to gather the information, get ready before mm-hmm. the applications open. There's three programs. One is called Safe in Stafford. That's available to most businesses, and that's a $500,000 program to help fund PPE, other technology to respond to coronavirus. There's one called Stay in Stafford. We want your business to stay in Stafford. That's available to most businesses. There's $750,000 in that pot. Again, that's to cover lease or mortgage payments over a three-month period. And then we have one specific for lodging establishments called Sleep in Stafford. Same thing, to cover lease or mortgage payments based on the number of rooms of the establishment. So about $1.8 million in grants coming out in the next few weeks. We encourage people to check the Go Stafford VA website starting tomorrow for information. And then, again, the application about a week and a half later.
You also mentioned about restaurants.
Yeah, so recall that when this all started, we created a new program called To Go Stafford. Mm-hmm. Again, that's a website, To Go Stafford. We encourage every restaurant in Stafford to put themselves on there. And it's just a way that when we put that out in social media as well to further advertise the fact that restaurants are open. You may have to go and pick it up. If you have certain ways you do that, it's all available. And it's, again, free, a good free for a marketing program for our local restaurants.
A lot of helps. You've been able, you have really been able to pivot, and the Board of Supervisors and has put a lot of this together, and you guys have, and there are some helps out there.
Yes, Ted, thank you. Again, that's, again, what we're here for is help business grow and expand and respond to, obviously, major emergencies such as we have now. So we look forward to helping as best we can with the limited funds we have. Even though it sounds like a lot of money, it is limited. And, you know, beyond that, I want to encourage people to continue to innovate and create, mm-hmm. look forward, as we were just talking a little bit ago. If you have new ideas on your business venture, talk to us. We have programs in place now to encourage entrepreneurship, idea generation, particularly around technology. And we're here to help our economy grow.
Now, if you are a business and you're kind of stuck, you know, get involved with your with your office, because you're there to help to recruit business, but you're also there to retain business.
And absolutely, retention is the number one thing, and expansion of existing business. Remember, 80% of all new job growth in any place happens with existing businesses.
Well, John, thank you. This is great information, and for businesses in Stafford, this is important to know these deadlines and know and get things together.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you for having me here, and I encourage everyone to go to GoStaffordVA.com tomorrow and start reading about this and asking questions.
Yep. GoStaffordVA.com. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. John, see you soon. Thank you.
Thanks,
so
Ted.
Much.
Good to see you.
That is it. We'll see you in the morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.